Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and I love Him. I love His ways. I love all that He's doing in the lives of those who trust Him still. And I really desire for people to know God. I'm not against it. I've been talking lately about the lukewarm, and I want you to understand. I'm revealing thoughts and messages about them. I'm learning myself. The lukewarm bunch have always been a mystery to me, but I took heed. I don't want to become lukewarm. I never did. And when I first started studying the Word of God, I saw how people continue to fail God. And I didn't want to be that guy. I wanted to do whatever He say. But the problem was, I'm looking at it from God's point of view, but the challenges of life were surrounding the people. So, it took me a long time to realize this. You have to look beyond the challenges of life. You have to look at the Lord. You have to watch Him. You have to pay close attention to what He's saying to you and stick with it. Because when I found myself challenged, my only motivation was I didn't want to do the wrong thing. I didn't want to do anything to assist Satan. So, I was highly motivated to do things right. And I read in James how, you know, those that are those that are preachers and teachers, they got to give an account for what they teach. So I was very concerned about spreading the wrong gospel, another gospel, or a newfangled gospel. This is why, because I've seen people do this. They argue their points. And sometimes they're wrong. And that's so easy to do when you're surrounded by the world. But the secret was, over time, it took a long time to get it. But I kept asking the Lord questions because I didn't want to take the wrong, you know, I didn't want to help Satan or assist him in any kind of way. And I was aware that you can be thoroughly convinced and wrong at the same time. So it's kind of like drugs. If you see other people that are in school, you know, some people get on drugs and some of them made better grades and they were wiser and, you know, they were smarter than you, you know, so to speak. Their jokes were funnier, you know, or they were more outgoing, and then they get on drugs and then you see what happened to them and you say, if that can do them that way, I know it can do me that way. Well, when I see a fault in anybody, the first person I say, you don't want to do that. You don't want to go down that road. And so I've known a lot of people that have done a lot of things, but when it comes to drugs, they try it and then they're hooked. I said, that's the problem. Don't try the stuff. And you can't get hooked if you don't try it. So it wasn't that I was wise enough of my own will or whatever, but I didn't want to undo something God was doing in me. I didn't want to work against Christ, but I was surrounded by the world, tempted by the world, and influenced by the world. I kept asking the Lord, help me stand. My strength wasn't working. I tried to use my strength. When you try to use your strength to solve a big problem like that, you're going to wear yourself out and frustrate yourself. The easy way to do it is fill your heart with the Word of God and stick to what He's saying. And anybody who ever did that, all they did was they stuck with what God said. And every prophet I ever read about, they had their challenges. A day came when they were challenged to the core. Jeremiah said, I wished I wasn't born. Job wanted to curse the man that told his father he had a man child. They were frustrated. They got to low points in life because they're surrounded by the world and challenged by the world. But as I kept asking the Lord how to get out of problems, and miseries, He always showed me what to do. And I did what He said. And whenever I get in a situation that I don't like, I look to the Lord. And it works. And I desire this for everybody. But first you gotta look to, you have to have that hope in you, that desire to know God. And he'll stop being such a mysterious stranger. And know everything that happens is not his will. It's not his will that things go wrong. Sometimes it's an attack. Sometimes it's just an oversight. You know, you did your best and you didn't, and it didn't work. That was something you didn't notice. And when I feel low or frustrated, I praise God. You have to get your joy back. You have to get where you trust God. I know that I'm going to pull off whatever it is I'm trying to do. But when I make unnecessary choices and cause myself unnecessary work, I don't like it. But God is with me the whole while. Now, the lukewarm bunch, if your mind is on the Lord and you're desiring the things of God, you can't think like a lukewarm person. If you fill your heart with the love of God, you can't sin because you have a brace. See, Apostle John said that whatsoever is born of God cannot sin. He meant that. See, when you're born again, you're introduced to the things of God. But when you go on to know the Lord and you receive his word and you're walking in his love, you just cannot sin. You can't do both. Good tree can't produce evil fruit. It just can't happen that way. See, if you stay connected to the love of God, you're abiding in him. You're living in him. Your thoughts are of him. And that's why the lukewarm mind, I like to understand it. You know, if you can't understand it, you can't define it. And I don't trust myself to define it. But God is looking at something that's a serious problem. And I want to see what he's looking at. I want to know what he's looking at. So that I can encourage people before it's too late. The lukewarm mind is from what I gather from the Lord, it's 11. It's a person that became baited with the world, and they sampled the world, and they became leavened by it, because sin hardens the heart. Now, I understand these are processes that I have to understand. And when you're looking at things, the Word of God gives you a God's eye view. So, but when you're in the world, you're surrounded by the world and challenged by the world. But if you keep looking to the Lord and following him and making your final judgment by his word, when you believe God or trust God, when you act on it, your belief, whatever you believe or the way you're trusting God, it becomes faith. What you believe becomes faith when you act on it. And when you trust God, your trust becomes faith when you act on it. So both believing and trusting is a noun, but faith is a verb. When you act on it, you have to act on what you believe, and then it's faith. Faith is an act. Faith is action. Love is charity. So when you fill your heart with his love and you act on it, you can't sin. You're motivated to, and when you decide to act on it, that's your final decision. So, you know, when you're full of the Word of God, that you don't want sin. In actuality, when after the 1,000-year reign of Christ and all the sin is put away, Satan's finally put in hell forever. He's not coming back. He started his last insurrection and all of it shut down. Sin will be, you know, nobody's going to want sin back. Nobody's going to say, I wish, you know, we had the devil around. That's not going to happen ever. That would be an end of sin. Jesus already shut it down. when on the cross he said, it is finished. Now, everybody who looked to Jesus, they enter life and they stay in life and they grow in life. But if you enter life and you learn of life, and if you're like the third conditioned heart, the seed sown among thorns, you're surrounded, they're taken up. When you allow, remember the heart, you have control over it. If you allow thorns in your heart, it's gonna take away the virtue of the word. It's gonna challenge it, question it, and be contrary against the word of God. And this, you know, lukewarm people, they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. When the word of God is spoken to a lukewarm person, it's just like a dog scratching his, oh, I don't want to hear that. When Stephen was giving us a synopsis of the correct interpretation of the word of God that's pointing to Jesus, the Jews that were rogue, they covered their ears so they couldn't hear it. And then they stoned him. Lukewarm people love lukewarm teaching. That's what they gravitate to. A real teacher, they don't like it. But sometimes people are so distraught and beat down by the world. They don't like the lukewarm ways, and I met so many people, they stopped going to church because they don't know why. They wasn't, but when they hear the word, it's like they're alert. I've seen people they don't go to church anymore for whatever reason, but when the word is spoken, they want it. It's like pouring water on a flower. You know, my wife got a flower and a pepper plant and another beautiful flower. And in the heat, you know, we have to water it every day. And if we wait too long, they start wilting. But when you pour that water on them, they don't take, the next time you see them, they're flourishing again. That's how it is. When people hear the word correctly, they want more. And it's a sweet spirit. When people teach the word like as it is, and they're yielded to the Lord, you want more and more. On my off day, I listen to people that love God. It's better than television. I mean, I'm being honest now. I work hard all week long so I can have an off day. And when I go in the house, I try my best to leave my work outside. Sometimes I'm trying to beat deadlines. People are renting cars while I work on their car. I'm trying to help them out. I have problems getting parts sometimes. Not to mention if I make a mistake. But nevertheless, I work so that I can have an off day. On my off day, doing this kind of work, you need an off day. If you don't have one, you're going to make a mistake. You have to take a break from this. Because automotive technician work is very demanding. It's hard to not make mistakes. And for things to go smooth, you have to get everything you need ahead of time, best you can. Every time you take a trip to the parts store, there's time that you're taking time away from what you're doing. And I thank God I got good parts people to help me, you know, at the parts store to know what they're doing. But nevertheless, we're surrounded by challenges just like everybody else. But the point is this: when you look to the Lord, then you can you can come out of the problem, and you'll begin to have a God's eye view after you obey God. After you do it His way, you say, oh, that's why He said that. And it makes sense. So in my efforts to understand lukewarm people, I ask questions. And again, I don't know anybody personally that I can point at and say that's a lukewarm individual, because I can't see what God sees. But because God, the Lord, brought this up, I have to take a closer look at it. Now, that's why I've been dealing with the lukewarm believer, because they're about to get left. Not only are they not going to be raptured, they're going to go through the whole tribulation. They're going to be deceived by the strong delusions. They rejected God, so Satan's going to, the Lord's going to allow the enemy to give them strong delusions. Their heart is hard. And they're going to suffer. They're going to take the mark. They're going to do all of it. And believe a lie, because they refuse to believe God, because sin corrupts the heart and it has an appetite for sin. You have to drive it out, and it can be driven out. As I drove out sin, sometimes it was a challenge more than others. If you're angry, you kind of want to be angry. If it's lust, there's a desire for it. But those desires can be destroyed by the word of God. Anything, strife, and confusion is frustrating. I said, Lord, what's your definition of confusion? He said, that's when you don't know what to trust. So I know I can always trust God, even if I don't understand. So if you can do that, you can come out of confusion. And if you keep on following God, you will understand. And that's one of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. You know, knowledge, counsel, might, understanding. I said, what is understanding? He said, it's knowing things in their right relationship. That's what I'm trying to do now, understand the lukewarm individuals. I love them. I'm not trying to bash them, but I have to show their condition. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 5, in Jeremiah chapter 5, this reminded me of me back in 2016 when the Lord was dealing with me about his soon return. I was concerned about the church because I knew that there were things the Lord wanted to reveal, but he couldn't, and I was not hearing it. Even among good ministers, some of the things the Lord taught me, I was not hearing like I should have been. And when you have a comparison of the word, in the prayer room, and you don't hear it out there in the TV land and radio land, and even some of the, I'm gonna tell you to be honest with you, some of the things that he taught me, he didn't even release me to tell. I'm not faulting pastors for not saying these things, but some things he didn't reveal because he reveals his secrets among his people that trust him, that look to him, that want to know him. Some things he's not going to reveal in a church setting if the people are not like-minded to the Lord. Jesus wanted to know the Father. The disciples wanted to know the Father. They were motivated to know him to the point they would ask questions. Now, Jesus spoke parables, but when his disciples came to him and asked him to break it down, then he revealed it to them. He revealed the best things to those that were hungry, innocent. They were like babes. They wanted to know God. The other 70 came back saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us. And Jesus rejoiced because the Lord did these things among babes and showed it to them and hid it from the wise. That's how God does things. So I knew that that was revelation that could make the difference, but it wasn't being taught. And so I'm in a seat, I'm in intercession mode here. I'm saying, Lord, if you come back now, a lot of people are not going to make it. But listen at Jeremiah 5. I'm going to read it, break it down as God allow me to. The Lord's talking. He said, run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if you can find a man, if there be any that execute the judgment, and seeks the truth, and I will pardon it. Read that again. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, of all places, and see now, and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if you can find a man, if there be any that executes judgment, they live it through because of their faith. They stick with the word of God and see it through. And then that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. Now this is the Lord talking to Jeremiah. Now watch this, verse 2. And though they say the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. O Lord, now this is Jeremiah. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have not. They have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore, I say, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment after of their God. This is Jeremiah talking here. 3 and 4. Verse 5 says, I will get me to the great men, and will speak unto them. For they have known the way of the Lord, and the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke, and burst the bonds. They have no restraints anymore. You know, they broke the bonds. They're not tied to God like they were. Then he said, wherefore a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the evening shall spoil them. Now, he found out that it's just like God was showing him. Wherefore a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the evening shall spoil them. A leopard shall watch over their cities. Everyone that goeth out thence shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many and their backslidings are increased. This is the Lord talking, verse 7. How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me and sworn by them that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, they then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. And remember something, this is happening now. If you watch TV and lust after a woman in your heart, that's adultery. Look at verse 8. God is saying this, they were as fed horses in the morning. Everyone neighed after his neighbor's wife. I haven't been around horses. It seems like when they eat and they're full, then they want to play with their neighbor's wife. You know, look at the picture of what God is. They're full of food. They're eating. They're having a good time in life. And then they look over at their old neighbor's wife and want her. What's God going to do with that? What can he do with that? He can't take that to heaven. Verse 9. And then, you know, he may not actually do it, but God sees his thoughts in his heart. And God's got to deal with it. He cannot take that seed into heaven. He can't take any leaven to heaven. Verse 9. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? And shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Go ye upon her walls and destroy, but make not a fool in. Take away her battlements, for they are not the Lord's. Now watch verse 11. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously against me, saith the Lord. They have belied the Lord and said, it is not he. Neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see the sword nor famine. And the prophets shall become wind. This is the heart of those that the Lord is describing for us. the prophets shall become wind, and the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done to them. Now the Lord then warned them that things are going to go wrong. They say, no, it's not. The prophets will become wind. And when it looks like, see, when God speaks something through a true prophet, that don't mean it's going to happen immediately. Some things are conditional. But watch, it's going to happen. The conditional things, if you don't do your part, then you're going to have the disaster. If you live biblically, you're going to have a greater outcome. So some prophecies are more conditional than others. But see, the prophets never really become, the true prophets cannot become wind. It's true. I've given conditional prophecies and they all came to pass one way or the other. Verse 14, Wherefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, because ye speak this word. This is God's response in verse 14. Wherefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people would, and it shall devour them. Lo, I will bring a nation upon you from far, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understandeth what they say. Their quiver is an open grave. They are almighty men. When they shoot arrows, they're going to kill. That's what he's saying. Their quiver is an open grave. They shoot, you die. Verse 17, and they shall eat up thine harvest and thy bread, which thy sons and thy daughters should eat. They shall eat up thy flocks and thine herds. They shall eat up thy vines, no grapes for you, and thy fig trees. They shall impoverish thy fenced cities wherein thou trustest with the sword. Nevertheless, in those days, saith the Lord, I will not make a fool end with you. And it shall come to pass when ye shall say, wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, like as ye have forsaken me, and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that's not yours. See, when people are lukewarm, they can't see their condition. They still think they're connected to God, and they hate him. They said that his prophets became wind. Look at verse 19 again. And it shall come to pass when ye shall say, wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Now they're disconnected, but they don't realize. They're wretched, poor, blind, and naked. Then shalt thou answer them, like as ye have forsaken me, and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that's not yours. When they were taken to Babylon, like it happened, they had a long time to figure this out. Everything Jeremiah said happened. But they esteemed themselves to be in God's house. But they left them decades ago. Verse 20, declare this in the house of Jacob and publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord? Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it? But this people hath a revolting and rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God. That never crosses their mind to go back to the basic principles. They give with rain both the former and the latter in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. They don't do that. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God. They give with rain both in the former and the latter in his season, and reserves unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. That's the problem with sin. It turns you into something you did not want to become, but you did, if you're lukewarm. For among my people, lukewarm living is hidden sin. It's hidden to you, but it's obvious to everybody that look at you. And then you won't go back to the fear of the Lord. That's the problem with being lukewarm. They don't realize it. For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set the trap. They catch men. This is what lukewarm people do. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat. This is how they got the possession Jesus talked about in the Laodicean church. They shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof? Consider these things. This is the way of the lukewarm society. They once knew God, but now they're turned. And avoid it. You can't change them at this point, but avoid that kind of condition. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continually teach you and be with you. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. Stay in victory.